order and maybe have the roll call.
Yes, Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Dawson?
Here. Lupe, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I got my feet down.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Now, we have the approval of agenda that's next, and we'd like to have a motion and a second.
I'm going to be approved if I'm not there.
My second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Would you please call the vote?
Yes, Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. All right. We have a consent calendar that's composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. And we have the following, A, B, C, and D. Unless I hear differently, could I have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
I make a motion that we approve the consent calendar as is.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, it's moved and seconded.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Dawson?
Aye. Okay, moving right along, we have no presentations or introductions this evening, but we have our wonderful general manager who's going to give us a report.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome.
I'm sure that this will be alluded to a couple of times during the meeting, but I just wanted to let you know that I did attend the California Association of Parks and Recreation Commissioners Awards banquet, along with a couple of our board members and Randy Ross, and it was a delightful evening, and it was great goodwill to see people get together and honor each other, and there were a number of business items that were taken care of, and seating new officers, and our program was recognized, and it will be up on our website as soon as we get the picture mated with some narrative. But it was a wonderful event in Sacramento, and I again want to thank the board chair for recognizing this program and bringing it forth for an award, and of course Randy and his participants for doing an outstanding program. Just to mark on your calendars, the Easter celebration will be April 15th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Did I see it at the SAA?
We changed it.
Oh, okay.
Good. The eggs trapped.
Okay.
Wanted to let you know.
April 15th. Tax day.
April 15th tax day. The wonderful thing this year is we're going to be partnering with the Mount Diablo Unified School District. They are trying to connect with people over here instead of the people traveling over there. And this is one of the events that they thought this would work out real well in terms of partnering in a marriage. So it'll be a bigger festive activity.
That's
because
so
of
the
partnership. That. Yeah, and as we will find later that partnering is one of the strategies that we have adopted, and it's been working out really, really well. So this is another example of that. The RFP is currently being advertised for the paint services for our auditorium. The deadline for proposals is March 27th. We're hoping to get this done sometime in late April and get that completed. So we're moving forward with that. I believe it was Criterion, and I hope I have that right.
That did what?
That's going to donate they were generously offering a conference table for us. So we have a kind of an old, wore-out conference table in my room, and they have a pretty slick, newer one that fits absolutely perfectly on that one. So it's great. So the maintenance people can actually use ours as a workbench up at the shop, and we can use ours for a newer version of a conference table. So
that's just
a wonderful thing to have them come in and be to help the district in that way.
Okay. Bit dirty for there.
Yes.
Workbench too.
That's right. We're going to be doing an RFP for audit services real soon. We have to get a new auditor this year, so I'm working on a draft for that now, and so that should be advertised in the next few weeks out there, so we can get somebody in here. And of course, and you know the process, we will advertise for that. We'll get them coming, and they'll make presentations to the board, and the board will make a new selection on an auditor. So that's coming up in the next month or so. And finally, the Clearland property has been advertised on the commercial listing service. An additional 70 letters have gone out to date. They were sent to potential developers for both retail and multiple family opportunities, as the zoning allows for both. And there has been three interested parties so far that have inquired about that, about the property. And Colliers International thinks that they're going to see a lot more as the weather changes and the end of the first quarter. So, you know, I'll update the board monthly on the progress of the marketing and sale of the property. And that's all I have.
Madam Chair, I have a question. What time is the Easter egg hunt? I mean, is there a pancake breakfast like before, or is
it
just an egg hunt?
No, it's an egg hunt, and it'll be at 11 o'clock, and the festivities will be from 11 to 1.
And I still have one more question. Is this already on our website, the opening of the Ambrose Pool?
Oh, I don't think so. We're going to put that on the web.
We didn't know for sure.
Yeah, we're nailing things down, you know.
So this is just for the board. Are we sharing this already?
No, just...
We haven't shared it.
That's right, we have not shared it.
We have to make sure the pool's going to be done.
I know.
we're in pretty good shape, but we just want to...
I just wanted to be sure.
Yes.
It hasn't been...
That's right.
It's going well.
So this is basically a save the date only for
That's
us.
Right, that's
for,
correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we have no legal counsel report, but we do have an opportunity now for public comments for the public to make on matters that are not on this agenda, but within our jurisdiction. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, and if you have something you would like to comment on for 3 minutes, there's a request to speak form on the back that you would need to fill out and bring up to the front. And we can't take any action on any of the items and written communication that we get that's not on the agenda will be filed and can be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. And we don't have any at this moment in time, so we will move on to board matters number 9. Now, if you have comments that you'd like to make on the board matter, then you would also need to fill out a request to speak form and be recognized by the chair, and this would be specifically for item 9A. So we don't have any requests to speak forms at this moment, but so we will carry on and go to our board matter to review the district's goals and strategies and make recommendations as needed. Okay, we've all had a chance to look at the items that we put together several months ago, I believe. And
3 years.
Have any comments? Yeah, 3 years. Do we have any comments or additions or corrections or changes?
Well, I'd like to commend our general manager for putting this together. This is well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you. It makes me feel good that we have actually accomplished a lot of things that we...
The board should be very proud. Considering the resources that we have available, this is a tremendous accomplishment by this board. So it should be acknowledged.
Great. And we should really be sharing this with the public.
This should be on our website. That is correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have plans to put it there?
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think that I added here, but then I found it later on. I had used the foundation to acquire funding and then also to incorporate partnerships. I don't know, is the word partnerships, did we use that term back a couple years ago? I think that would be an important term to put in.
Yeah, it's on one of the strategies.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Item number four in enhanced district facilities.
Yeah, item four under goal, yeah. I think it's the third, second goal.
Partner community, yes, excellent, yes.
Madam Chair, can I just, I know that the general manager is aware of it, but we do want to remember that we want to abuse the relationship with scouting in this area, boys and girls, as much as we can for service opportunities and whatever we can get. Because both Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, as they get older, their programs require them to put on large service projects. Like the Eagle project is approximately 100 hours. So, you know, having 100 man hours into something, and the girls' gold award is very much the same way. And so I would just share with you that if you have those kinds of things in your back pocket so that when they call, you're ready to give them something to do. The other thing is that if you want to establish workday type things, if you'll let me know, we'll work through the both girls and Boy Scouts to, you know, you have a day at the park, and they could be painting tables or pulling the staples out of the tables or whatever in the heck, you know, monotonous thing that the staff, it would take a huge amount of staff time. You can use the volunteers. I mean, Cub Scouts are nothing cuter than just watching them pull staples out of the table.
That's right. You know? Yeah. Yes, and it's a point well taken, and cultivating these partnerships are really almost the lifeblood of the district now for doing these kinds of programs. In that vein, I have been working with the Boy Scouts for a Mother's Day event here, and again, this was part of the strategy the board adopted and provided me direction to enter these relationships with these community-based organizations for the sole purpose of advancing our mission. And in doing so, sometimes we partner with them with an understanding that down the road, this partnership is going to pay off for both parties. So just as an example, they approached me about using the facility. And if I partnered with them in using the facility, we could offer the facility at a reduced or free cost, with them giving back to the district a donation. And then later down the road, I could have the Boy Scouts come for a community garden cleanup or anything, anything we can identify. But we've established that relationship with the organization. We've already shared resources and worked together in making a community event, a Mother's Day breakfast, that everybody can enjoy, and it's a win-win situation. So there's another example. Now, next year when we revisit this strategic plan, we will have added Boy Scouts to our CBO. So. Yeah, and we continue pushing forward with that, and of course, you know, we have Delano here that we've partnered with in a number of really successful activities. So, you know, that has been very important to this community, and I think it should be emphasized how important that has been for our community in general and for the district in particular. When you consider the lack of resources that we have available to offer these programs just as a standalone, we just need, you know, the partnering. And again, the example is the school district coming on board for the Easter event, and it's just going to be a more fabulous event because they're going to be able to share their resources with us, and the community is going to be the beneficiary of that kind of partnership. So,
Madam Chair, I also have a question. I know we partnered with a lot of civic organizations, but aren't there other businesses like NRG? Did they partner with us since we did this, or?
Yeah, they have. You're right.
Maybe we should include them.
We actually could, and it's
name them. Yeah.
It's a point well taken. Yeah. And we did have a few activities with NRG, and what they've come in is a community. Well, they're actually a business, not community-based, but they're a business that come in and just lend a helping hand to us, whatever it is. And it may be putting that picnic facility outside the one that has the... Yes, exactly, just outside of part that has the shade structure, and that's used very frequently. So it's, you're right, it needs to be recognized.
And the Lions Club, so, you know, everyone...
That's right, yes. So
that
we can add that to this. This is, again, this is a draft, and this is exactly kind of feedback I need to add those kind of
I was wondering also, the when I talk about at the end when we're doing comments at the convention, it is very evident that social media, cell phones, emails, it's very important for getting the word out and networking and partnering with the parks and recs in the different communities. And I was wondering if, you know, with the, on page 2, Institute of Community-Wide Needs Assessment Survey, and maybe to include using social media, email, on the website, so that it kind of broadens it just a little bit, maybe expands it a little bit. Just a thought.
That's a very good point, Madam Chair. At the conference in our association, we found that 30% are opening the information sent out by our association. The average is in the low 20s. So to get to 30% is quite a big deal. But the number of people who go by their, who open it up on their cell phones is like 70% of that count are doing it on their mobile device.
And also on Facebook, too.
So,
I've seen a lot, actually. I get notices when we have people go to our Facebook, and we've been getting a lot of traffic with our Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should also work on Twitter. I know we have Twitter, but
right.
I don't see as much, I guess, but
okay.
More on Facebook. Maybe that's the people who read our news.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Good point. Okay. Any other comments?
To the chair.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is exactly the time to say it or not. But one of the community organizations that I really want us to reach out to, make an effort to, and I don't know if we would put it here or not, is ACE. You know, they brought a whole big group of people during a whole pool behind getting the pool rebuilt, and they're holding community meetings once a month, and there's a lot of misinformation that is brought about. This exact kind of document is something I would love to bring there. Love to see people like Delano there, Lupe, people that know what the facts are, be able to present something like this, so that when you have such a big, huge community organization that could be helpful to us, that we create a partnership that feels good to them and us. Because they reach a lot of people, you know, that are willing to come to meetings, I guess. So I'm not sure, like I said, this is the time to say that. I just said it.
I think this is it. Because we were talking about
partnerships. And that's what made me think about it, is I thought, you know, sometimes partnerships, maybe they don't start off on the best footing, but maybe if you foster them and try to, you know, collaborate, we can form a better relationship together. And I'd love to see that.
I like the term you use, collaboration.
Yeah.
Collaborate, because that's a real powerful term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And I don't know. I think it may backfire on us too.
It could.
They are a group. They have their own agenda, and when they're driven by that agenda, no matter what you say, that's all they do. They're driven by the agenda they have. And sometimes I think that they should be notified, and they should be, you know, but I just don't see us being having a collaborative relationship with that group. And I'm sorry that I have to say it, but I remember back when they first came to town, before, when there were Acorn. And that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Well, I always believe that there's always a way that, you know, people change, and, you know, their people move on.
Right. Yeah.
And if we make a first effort, then maybe something could happen. If it doesn't go the way that we want it to go, at least we've made an effort.
That's my thinking.
Yeah. So, you know, we could try and reach out, and I think we'll take it from there.
I mean, this is so impactful to me. Like you said at the beginning, May, it just made me feel so good about what we were doing in the district. And I thought, doesn't every citizen deserve to feel this good about their park district and the money their property taxes are going into? So
we could put this on the website up. That would be great.
Yeah. Great job, Jim.
Very nice.
Really good.
We did a good job.
I know.
A few years ago, didn't we? We're still doing good.
We're doing good. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess we've given your thoughts, and so then you'll run with it, and general manager, and then bring it back, and we'll make a final decision.
Or you can give me directions to include what you've said tonight, and I can make those inclusions and put them up on the website.
Right.
Toot sweet.
Okay.
When you do that, could we get a final assessment at the next meeting just in our packet?
Certainly.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
I second that. Just so.
Thank you, MT. Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Good. Good, good. Okay. All righty. Well,
no public hearing.
No public hearing. So, what are your thoughts, board members?
Madam Chair, can I start? We're on 12, right?
Yes, we are.
First of all, Madam Chair, thank you for the handouts. It's nice to have someone go to the conference and extract all the information so that those of us that can't be there get to see it. So thank you very much. It's important that we all get to experience it through your eyes.
You're welcome.
The other thing is, General Manager brought it up, but I'm going to crow on it a lot. Last week, the CPR-CBM Awards Banquet awarded our Ambrose Teen Center with an award that is in the trophy case.
It is.
Yes.
And so all of us need to go out that way tonight and look at it, because it is not your normal, boring trophy that everybody gets. And so Randy was a little taken back that it wasn't, you know, the normal
crystal
boring, yeah, you know, a crystal drinking glass or something. The award, the banquet next year, the dinner next year, the conference next year will be in Long Beach. And so I would, General Manager, like to make sure that we have people notified so that they can take off from work. Because I don't think you've been in all the years you've been on the board, have you?
No, long time ago.
But, you know, if people know 100 years in advance that maybe, you know, people like Eva, who's never been able to go, could go. I can tell you that we, our association, is meeting with the CPRS this next week. One of the comments that was made this year was there wasn't anything for commissioners and board members to go to for training at the conference. And so CPRS acknowledged that, and that's why we're meeting Tuesday, so we can have set things for have a day of commissioner board meeting. Member sessions, so that they can come. Okay. The other thing is, if they go on Friday, they have a whole team thing that's done on Friday for Randy, and I've seen in other cities carloads of teenagers who have come. So I don't know exactly what all they provide for them, but it must be something to have the children there as well as the adult leaders. So. The other thing is that our association will be putting on a training for board members and commissioners in the coming months here locally. Don't know exactly what area will host it. It may be Livermore, and it is not a cost. Some of our board members have been, some haven't, and it is a non-cost item. So if you would like to go, when that comes out, Doug will be able to let us know, and it's a no charge to the district type training.
Nice.
Okay.
And that's it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Anyone else have some words of wisdom or comments?
I have some comments through the chair.
All right.
As always, I always want to thank the district staff for everything that you do during the month. I just don't think it can be overstated, your responsiveness every time I call. And I also want to, I haven't seen Alfredo lately. We used to have a little routine because I could get up to the park and I would see him every Saturday and Sunday morning, and we'd just kind of touch bases on what was happening. And I don't know where he hangs out and everything's happening up there, but if you could please pass along to him and his compatriot, they put a picnic table and a new bench at Mount Park, Lindbergh Park.
Awesome.
And it's being used, the moms with the babies near the, you know, it's really, really nice.
They didn't have one before there?
We had one picnic table, I mean, years ago we had a lot, but in recent years we have one picnic table.
Oh.
And the teenagers, which are great, love to hang out there, but it's not near the little playground.
Oh.
So it's really nice, it's so used. It's just immediately, it was as if it was always there. So I just want to make sure Alfredo knows that. And Raul Wright knows that, how thankful I am. And I also want to say that I mentioned the ACE meeting. So it's a community organization we all know about. They're starting to hold regular meetings. I found out it's the first Wednesday of every month at 6:30. I know we all have really busy lives and schedules, and we're all on different boards and things, but I'm just hoping that at some point or other, you know, we all can make it to one of these meetings. And just listen to what has to be said, and then also advocate on behalf of our parks, because it might be like what Eva said, but I just feel like, you know, we can try. And congratulations. It takes a whole park district, it takes a great GM, it takes a great community, parents, great coordinator to get such an award as we got for the teen center. It's not any one person. It takes such a huge commitment from everybody, and I just think it's something we should all really feel proud about and make sure we share with everyone that it's a big commitment, you know, and I'm just really proud of us, and I think it speaks a lot to our general manager and how much he supports the teen program and Randy and the kids, so kudos to us.
Madam Chair, I just want to say congratulations too, but I think we should really highlight that on the website and on Facebook. I know that Steve has a bunch of pictures that we could put out there.
Well, that's all
right. So, you know, every social media, like Twitter,
we'll get
that. I mean, and we could do it like every other week or something. It doesn't have to be just one, but forget it, you know, just to remind people.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
which is good up until we open up the pool probably. I am going to a neighborhood watch meeting in Pittsburgh on the 18th, and I would like to share this with them. So if you have it all done, I'd be happy to share it. And if this is really happening, could you?
Yeah, and you can just you can represent that as preliminary.
Okay, I could put this as a save the date. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have the Word document or whatever, so I could just copy it?
Lori has that.
Okay.
We can get that for you.
Yeah. Or I can create my own.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, we have that.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I think that Meg touched on it a little bit. I think that the award that Randy got, we need to let everybody in the community know about it. Not just, you know, for example, you know, all the businesses, Spark Point, the churches. And because I think that's also an invite for more kids to come.
Right.
It's a prestigious award, and I don't think people know about it.
The school.
So I think that I don't know whether it should be, the board should also, you know, send it out to their friends and stuff, but we need to do more outreach for all the good things we do. like the Easter thing, I think we should reach out to the churches and to whoever we can, you know, via email, Facebook, whatever it means. But for example, Calvary, I have some connections up there as far as I've helped on their big day. What is that called? That Wednesday. They come once every 2 years or so.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have something gone and helped. So we could go ahead and let them know. If you they put it on their whatever reach out. Yeah, it's too bad that not a lot of people know. I think that we need to push it more.
Chair, can I add on something?
Sure.
So I brought this award up at the MAC meeting, and it was kind of fun because we had a representative of Delta Diablo there, Angela Lowry, which is their public relations guru, and she is just so well-spoken, and she was kind of bragging on her district, and it was really cool. And I was listening to her, and I'm like, you know, that's what we have to learn from her. Didn't you agree, Emma?
Yeah,
She it was very classy, but at the same time, she let everybody know, you know, plus we all pay into Delta Diablo, so she said it was a win for everybody. And that's kind of how I felt by the time I got to speak about Randy. I thought, you know, this is a win for everybody. And we got a lot of applause for it, and I agree. I don't know what kind of little kind of cool graphic-y type of, you know what I mean?
Just what Randy did for the 70th anniversary. I mean, that
little
film.
Something like that. Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful.
It was.
It's short. It's
graphic-y.
Well, you know what I was thinking is, I'm thinking of something that we could send out on our email that would be, you know, I guess it would have our logo. Maybe there's a logo for the CP. I don't know. I can't remember all the acronym for that.
Through the chairman, you know, he could use the award itself.
Well,
you go out and see the award.
Yeah.
The award itself is unique enough that you could put it as a part of the press type.
Right. Some kind of just really minimalistic press release such that you could send it through your phone. Do you know what I mean? Not a long wordy thing because people don't tend to read that, but just, you know, so they know this is a huge honor.
Yeah.
Program throughout the state. So I don't know who would be in charge of creating such a beast. Obviously not me because I can't even say the words. But I'd be glad to send it to my networks and, you know, like Eva said and Lupe was saying, how do we figure out how to even get the word out more?
Yeah.
You know,
so
collaborate on
Chair, so when we put it on Facebook, you like it and then you put it up. You share it.
Yes.
Right.
That's what you do.
Right.
And in Twitter you retweet it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know if everyone has a Twitter.
Well, I couldn't share all the pictures. I have pictures on Randy, and in fact, I have a video of it. But for some reason, it's the privacy thing on our Ambrose site that doesn't allow people to post into it like that, which is perfectly understandable.
Yeah, it goes through the general manager.
But,
for
but those things are coming. They're He has pictures now, and I don't know if the video got to you yet or not, but there's a video coming. But.
Okay.
Yeah, and that one picture's excellent. It's good enough, and they will do exactly what you're all talking about, so we'll get that ready
with the three
to,
of us?
To go. Yes.
When you guys went up on the stage.
Are you going to use terms like graphic-y?
Yes.
That was really good. Can we use that?
Please.
I like that word, graphic-y.
It's a term of art.
And it'd be nice to have pictures of the kids, really, because that's what the award is about.
Yes.
That's what we should do, is have Randy in there with the kids with the award.
Right.
That would be a great picture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Outreach.
Well, the cool thing that night was is that the president of the association got him off the site afterwards and was excited about the, I don't know what Judy even put in the submission, but it must have been quite a deal because every single person who was involved in the awards committee talked to him about what all they do. So it was, again, thank you, Madam Chair, for
welcome.
Whatever it is you said.
It was only a couple of
It was really good.
Thank you. I couldn't help but write something for him because the program. I think has saved a lot of our students because they come from a variety of backgrounds. They all are having a hard time. Life is not easy. Mm-hmm. And he's found the magic. He's found the right stuff to reach the kids, and they are responding, and they're adding more students all the time. So when I saw this request, there were 5 or 6 areas, and I thought, you know what? I think I should put something in there about our program because it is outstanding, and I want the whole state to know about it. I had no idea that it was going to be accepted. And I tell you, I was, took my breath away when I found out. And so, but I'm very happy that he is here representing Ambrose, but also taking the students that do come from a variety of backgrounds, and we don't know all that goes on in their home life.
Right.
But he's been able to turn it around. He's been able to develop them. He takes them on outings. They go places. They meet people that are, in the long run, are going to change the way they look at life.
Yeah.
He gives them talents. They know how to work with the software. They're the ones that developed that beautiful black and gold program for the 70th anniversary. I had no idea that they did that. So he's teaching them all these skills, and they're going to have a wonderful toolbox of things that they can reach in and depend on when they leave here. And a lot of them have left. They've gone to colleges, they've gone to universities, they're in programs that are enriching their lives, and then they're enriching other people's lives. So it just was like, yes. And as I say, I was honored to be able to do that, and for Randy, for the students, for the kids, and for Ambrose. I thank you for the kudos on all the items. Now, this means that you have to read these.
Right, yes.
Oh, wait.
Tonight, right?
Wait. Yes.
Right, and what is after?
Well, there will be next time. I do want to thank Debbie Giles because she did a lot of the copying for me, and I really appreciate that. And this one that I wrote on my own, but I took different facts, is How to Build Parks with No Land and Dollars. And that was the title of one of the sessions. I will tell you that the sessions were an hour and 45 minutes each. And on most of them, there were 2 or 3 sessions per time that I needed to be there. There was one on homelessness, there was one on seniors, there was one on partnering, there's one on just a whole lot of things that was timely for us. And so I thought it was important because that's the main reason I went there, with the exception to support Randy, but to get the information so that when I came back, you would have it. And that would help us be a stepping off point. And the homelessness, homeless situation, every park in the state has that situation. And there were different ways of dealing with it. But one of the big things was partnering with different agencies. And so it was real important. There's just a whole lot of interesting things. I did pick out some things on seniors too, because I thought we have a great senior program, and I think we could add to that. The other thing is, I went to an interesting presentation on autism spectrum water awareness. Kids that have, young people that have autism react to, they like to go swimming, but the water is such a sensory overload thing, they just go, you know. And there was a parent of a child that I mentioned that has autism and sensory processing problems, and he gave a presentation on how the swimming in the park was advantageous for his son, and different ways that the swimming instructors worked with him. And so I thought it might be interesting, because down the road, when our aquatic center comes into reality, there are probably going to be groups that of people with special needs that will be looking at our facility and wanting to, you know, find out more about it. So thank you very much. I also want to thank the general manager and the district and the board for letting me go. And it was a real wonderful experience. And so I hope you have some good reading. There's a lot of good reading here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kind of deserves a clap, don't you think? Good job. Thank you.
At this point, I know this is out of order, but Delano has a comment.
Yeah, thank you, Bree.
It better be.
That's right, for you, Delano.
Well, my intent would come was strictly for support. But when you hear a lot of beautiful and good things going on, it's kind of hard to be quiet. So I just want to thank the board, our general manager, you know, for opening the doors to this community to do be able to do the things that we're doing. And the door that he has created, you freely can go in and speak with him on any issue. And I love that about him, you know, because we go in there and we kick it. And man, it's just good to be able to just talk freely,
you
but at the same time.
He kicks it here.
You what?
We kick it.
I'm just checking. You're kicking it. That's really good.
Delano and I kick it good.
Yeah. And just some of the things that are happening right now is really a blessing to this community. This city has really opened up, you know, and that's a blessing in itself. And just to back on a few things that I've listened to and heard tonight, with the fact that how the Easter thing is coming along. And we had got some dates all mixed up, but we all were supposed to have been working together on it. But next year, it's almost so positive that we all will be collaborating together to mount the Admiral. And it's good to see them get over here, because I remember when we first started the organization, we did that to try to bring, we brought counselors, we brought principals and everything to our church. And out of 191 students, only 5 parents showed up.
Right.
So, you know, it's a blessing that this kind of activity is going to be going on the 15th. And also with the First Baptist Church, they're doing a play, you know, on the 8th. So there's just a lot of beautiful and positive things that's going on there at this center. I just want to thank you guys and congratulate y'all. Keep up the positive good work. And the positive going to always outweigh the negative. So don't trip on that. Just stay positive. Let's keep staying open and let's move forward.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not done yet. I have three. I thought this would just be really cool. Okay, these are ways that City of Bellflower, Button Willow, and Pearson Park Amphitheater in Anaheim advertises. And it's just kind of a really low-key type thing. And it's very fancy. I don't know how much each one of them costs to produce, but I thought I got these because I wanted us to kind of look and get an idea about things that are coming up.
Like the pool opening.
Could advertise. Uh-huh.
Like the pool opening.
Right.
Hot.
Right. I guess there's email addresses on here that can be connected, you know, to ask where you get these. So I'll leave these here. And when it gets too warm, Mary Jane, you can
thanks.
Also, you know me, when I go somewhere, I'm always looking for some goodies. All right, you don't need one.
Oh, she's
I
got a bag full.
I still
I'll
have my
take
cake,
his.
By the way.
Yeah, I do.
I have my cake.
Good.
I wore it to work once.
All right.
I come across that thing. You're like, what is
I
this
got
mom?
These. These are really nice water things, and they say parks make life better.
Nice.
And I will put them out. I've got 8 of them, and so I want you to decide what color you want. And
tell me she's not the coolest person in the world.
She's the coolest person in the world.
She's the coolest person in the world.
Tell me, Jessica, by the table.
I just went once and made a big.
I wanted to know how many trips you made to your car.
That's why it was good, because I haven't had a car up there. So you decide what you'd like, and you may have it. And I have one for Mary Jane and Debbie. and the general manager.
Guy over there.
So,
when they're on the show.
So you come by and pick, which one? Pick it out.
What color you want?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now you share.
You're welcome.
Orange. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
You're welcome.
I will advertise.
Amazing.
Pride.
You are,
yes,
as always, amazing.
I'll have the orange.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then the GM and the Mary Jane, and then there's one for Debbie. So,
thank you, ma'am.
I don't want our staff to be left out.
Aww.
Thank you.
That's so
what were
nice.
We going to tell Randy you forgot?
Nobody thinks about it.
Now you didn't.
No.
Now you didn't. Now you didn't.
Oh.
He doesn't
give
want
me the
plastic. Now, may I say something?
Maybe.
Is someone missing something? I
not
say.
Now.
No.
Nope, we're good.
Okay. I want to say thank you to Delano and Lupe.
Yes.
You know, you guys are the people that, you know, keep us going. When things are not all that good, it's nice to hear from you guys that you're supportive and that you see what's being done. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Delano. Thank you, Lupe.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I have a question. Is the online ethics training still available?
It's free
it
from
yeah.
It is, yeah.
And do you know which of us are supposed to take it or?
I have a list in there. There's a couple that need it this year, and there's some that don't need it till next year, I think. I have to look.
Can you email us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
With that said,
I move we adjourn.
I said
I moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No.